Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Pulling Back the Curtain. Philippians 2, starting at verse 6. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Despite America's revolutionary departure from England's monarchy, our country seems to have an intense curiosity about royal living. We are eager to pull back the curtain on the lives of those who are not like us and learn they really are like us in many ways. For example, Princess Anne, daughter of the late Queen Elizabeth, never accepted royal titles for her own two children. This effectively made the grandchildren commoners. Being far down the line of succession, Princess Anne and her husband felt this would help their children find more authentic jobs in the workforce. What a wonder to be an ordinary citizen, but to have a living queen for a grandmother. Apparently, the queen's grandchildren would roughhouse with their royal cousins in the palace balconies, demonstrating that children are children, no matter who your granny is. Our reading points to a more significant man of royal blood living as a commoner. This royal, Jesus, was the Son of God. He was also a true common man, but most importantly, was without sin. He did common things. He ate, he slept, he wore clothes. During this Holy Week, we also learned that he prayed. He sweat. He had friends who deserted him. He had enemies who tortured him. He bled. Exposed and vulnerable, he finally surrendered himself to death and was buried in a rocky tomb. Does this sound royal or majestic? Just as we marvel at English royals doing regular things, we can consider why the Son of God would pursue the life of a common man. Using Scripture, we can pull back the curtain on his natural life. Jesus forfeited his royal advantage, not because he wanted to see how the other side lived, but because he submitted to his Father's will. His Father's will was that Jesus become the other side, stripping him of his royal privileges, taking the place of helpless humans. You see, there was another curtain hanging. This curtain, our sin, separated you and me from our holy God. Separation from God is not just a tough life on the other side of the tracks. It's an eternity in actual hell. But Jesus did not just pull this curtain back. He tore this curtain, rendering it useless as a divider between God and those who believe in him. Now, because of Jesus, those who believe in him have peace with our holy God. Our royal Savior, Jesus, became common and walked among sinners to save them from eternal destruction. Because of Jesus, we become royal and walk among saints in the glorious halls of heaven. We pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for tearing down the curtain of our sin that divided us from our Heavenly Father. Keep us faithful until we walk with you in heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.